would you do if you had $2.9 billion of somebody else's money and you had to make sure that it got spent right? Now, it could be fun, and it could just absolutely drive you bananas. Mary Pletcher is the Deputy Recovery Coordinator and Acting Deputy Director at the National Business Center in the Department of the Interior's Office of Policy Management and Budget, and has done such a fine job with that amount of money that she has been, she's a finalist in the Service to America Medal category for the Call to Service, and she's my guest to talk about her work right now. Mary, thank you very much for being on the program. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on this, by the way. A lot of the folks that I talk to in this series have been in federal service longer than you've been. So it is instructive, I think, to say that as a younger person and a shorter-term member of the federal community, what do you look at when you look around at your colleagues who have been around for a long time and you think about some of the responsibility that you have that's detailed in the Service to America finalist description that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com?
I feel really grateful for the opportunity that I've received working for the federal government. I've been with the government just over 5 years now, and it's been absolutely transformative for me. It's just been an honor to work with and learn from dedicated public servants who really have a strong commitment to public service.
The description that I mentioned says that you awarded and tracked $2.9 billion in Interior Department economic stimulus funds, providing thousands of jobs while preserving our country's treasured public lands. Talk about the connection, the interface of those three elements, the awarding of the money, the jobs creation, and the lands preservation.
Well, the Recovery Act investment at the Department of Interior was the largest single investment in the public lands since the Civilian Conservation Corps of the New Deal. So the $2.9 billion represented 4,000 projects across the country. It helped them preserve and restore our iconic national treasures, provide infrastructure in impoverished Native American communities, and also create jobs. An unprecedented timeline for us, 16 months to award 4,000 projects, so it was quite a challenge.
How did you evaluate those projects? I mean, 4,000 was the amount that you looked at or the amount that you actually awarded?
4,000 was the amount that we actually awarded. In terms of looking at the projects, you're looking at a much bigger number.
How did you go through those and decide where this money was going to go?
Well, we looked at readiness, so the ability to actually be awarded within the Recovery Act timeframes. We also looked at alignment with our strategic priorities. This was an unprecedented investment for us, so we wanted to make sure that we took advantage of the investment to not only address challenges in our public lands, but take advantage of energy efficiency opportunities or implement renewable energy. So we looked at both readiness and alignment with our strategic priorities.
How did you match those up? Because the just with the sheer amount, I mean, just the fact that you awarded 4,000, I'm going to guess that you probably looked at what, 2, 3, 4 times that many, or maybe more.
Maybe not quite that much, but we did look at quite a few. We also, when we set up our project list, we had kind of our A list, then also of our contingency list.
Mm-hmm.
So we were prepared at the beginning in the event that, for example, we got underbids on contracts, or if a project for some reason couldn't get awarded in the time frame, that we had other kind of meritorious projects that we could award.
So you were prepared to drive that amount of money and those amount of projects in the time frame, and being able to do it in under a deadline was part of the criteria that you used to evaluate these projects.
Absolutely. It really was required coordination from hundreds of Interior employees to get this done, because 4,000 projects in a 16-month time frame was really quite an undertaking for us.
The description about your medal award that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com says that you spent 7 years working for government contractors on IT before you came to the federal government. You strike me as exactly the kind of person that HR people say all the time we want to attract into government service. What was it beyond the willingness and desire to serve that made you want to come to work for the government? Or was that the only thing?
Well, my father is a retired Air Force colonel, so I certainly grew up in a family that valued public service, and there was a strong commitment to serving others. So I always had an interest, but I really came to the government because I wanted to work on meaningful and important efforts that had a broad impact. And like I said at the start, I've been very grateful for the opportunities, and it's really been transformative for me.
The Call to Service Medal is awarded to recognize a federal employee whose professional achievements reflect the important contributions that a new generation brings to public service. It's accompanied by a $5,000 reward. Mary Pletcher of the Interior Department is one of the finalists this year, and it's great to have you on the program to talk about it. Congratulations on being a finalist for this award, Mary.
Thank you.
You can hear all of our conversations with Sammy's finalists at federalnewsradio.com, keyword Sammy's, and you can hear one of those folks like Mary, who's doing fantastic things in government, every Monday morning at 8:31 on the Federal Drive and every Tuesday afternoon at 4:20 on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.